April 23rd, 2004, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Gaunt. Yeah, sounds of Pedro coming in here. Gaunt was a band, had a cat named Jerry, a singer. He was killed riding his bicycle. Somebody ran him over. Just fucked up. The Columbus, Ohio band. And somebody, there's a label in Ohio called Chemical Wire Records. It's funny, I wrote a song called Chemical Wire a long time ago for Firehose. For Everett Mohio to sing. And anyway, it's called Please Don't Sue Me, Volume 2, and it has all these Gaunt songs. Gaunt took them on tour once, a few years ago. I can't remember. I heard this song.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the Royal Hollywood Show, yeah, the other day. Who would Jesus bomb? It's Friday here in Pedro, so we got all the assholes make as much noise as they can driving by here. Love Grotto and Pleasure Point.
Sounds of love.
North of equator, west of the Rockies. Speaking of the Rockies, Colorado's got snow. April 23rd.
Oh.
Oh, boy. We started off the show with, you know, I always start every show with John Coltrane. Well, this time is Miles Davis Group of 1960 with John Coltrane on the sax. And that was live in Stockholm, a tune called So What. And, yeah, you get to hear Miles blowing at first, but then Train comes in. So, much respect, John Coltrane. Way to start off. We haven't had a show in a while.
Yeah.
A couple weeks, huh? Sorry. It's been plugged up. Watt's been very busy with music. Hell, I'm getting ready to do these Canadian Jazz Festival gigs with Kira. So, relearning a whole bunch of tunes. 30 of them, over 30. Teaching my second man guys the encore songs for the tour coming up in September. Next second man tour, September 6th, November 9th. No, September 3rd, November 9th, to coincide with the release. Well, a little after. Release of Next Second Man. Well, it's Mike Watt record, but Pete and Jerry played on it. Petra did backup singing. It's called The Second Man's Middle Stand. It'll be out August 17th. Columbia Records. Well, a little imprint of theirs called Ready. It's still basically a Columbia record. Good folks there. I've been told, well, I just was talking to them, 3 to 4 weeks in electronic download. So ahead of time, you can get the record on the internet. Buy it that way. It'd be more econo. But of course, you don't get the physical things like, I don't know, artwork, a case, and you know, that kind of thing. But maybe it's the way of the future, the way you get music. So that's a little part of it there. Yeah, we're finishing up the Banyan record on the 11th, May 11th, third Banyan album. I don't know what it's called yet, but I wrote most of the songs. We're going to do four more songs, an L song, a Willie song, and I got two more for those guys. A little waltz, and a little two-step. Well, actually, I got three. I'm thinking of throwing out this jam. I should tell you that on the 21st now, instead of the 14th, I'm playing with George Hurley doing a duet of the Minutemen songs here in Pedro. Artie Katz asked us to come aboard and do that again, play with some Pedro bands. The old Dance and Water Club, it's called La Zona Rosa Número Dos now. It's mainly Norteña, Latino music, but yeah, I played there many times over the years, so that's a trip to get on over again, and to do the song. So me and Georgia, we're going to play more songs than we did at the Queen Mary. We're going to play maybe 31, 32 songs, 32 songs. And learning them, there's one called Joy, and I think I'm going to lay that on the Banyan guys and have them jam over it and not even tell them. And let's just see what they do. With it. Nels might recognize it. And speaking of Banyan, everything relates to each other. Tuesday, I'm going to be in New Orleans for the Jazz Fest, just one night at Howlin' Wolf. So I don't even know if the show will be on the internet yet, but it might be a thing of the past. I was just asked to do it. It's going to be kind of lame, no Nels, but three sets. I do the first set. Rob Wasserman does bass for him on the second set. And the third set, me and Rob are going to play together. So it should be a trip. Cat named Clint is going to be on the guitar. A friend of Willie's from Memphis. And he's going to bring me a bass, so I don't have to bring one, which is kind of cool. Kind of a touristy scene, right? Jazz festival over there. Especially in the French Quarter, so. Sound Wolf in the French Quarter.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's some warehouse kind of thing. I point this at you so you can hear
you. Yeah, I've been down there for about 10 years.
It's all piddly, brother, man. Speak on your thing.
Yeah, I used to love going down to Big Easy, though.
Yeah, it can be good, but who... No one wants to be around a bunch of hee-haws. You got Fuego?
Yeah.
That orange one? Oh, there you go. And a little catcher.
Yeah, that was my...
Ash catcher, soul catcher. Here we go.
One of my goals was to catch Dr. John at Tipitina's sometime.
Played Tipitina's many times. And,
finally got that little combo.
Oh, yeah. Minuteman. Minuteman. Second Man. Teaching these guys some encores, and you asked about it. And one of the songs we're going to play, because I wanted the set to be all new, the new album, and then come back for 20, 25 minutes more music, some trippy covers. And one of them, well, let me say this. There's a magazine called Blender, and I did a spiel with them just recent. They asked me what kind of song, which song, do you think should have been a hit and never was, and why? So I was thinking about it. And I thought, well, how about It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding by Bob Dylan. Now, it's 7 minutes long, so maybe that was wry. 1965, AM radio was in dominance. But I'm thinking, well, they cut American Pie some slack. That's a long one. So maybe it was too heavy in the words. The thing about Bob Dylan, he could be intense about, you know, fleshing out the bullshit and stuff like this without, what I mean is kind of what some people call political or whatever, without being tied to some kind of topical dead weight that would, like, make it hang in one age. And just to show you, you know, that a song from 39 years ago could be relevant now. One of the last lines, one of the verses is, even the President of the United States must sometimes have to stand naked. That's hard to say.
It's hard to see, too.
Propaganda. All is phony. Oh, yeah, singing it. Well, you know, after doing the fucking opera and then a lot of these tunes, I can't do them all, go hoarse, so I'm... Ask Pete to sing this one.
Cool.
So he goes to me, you know, oh yeah, Dylan, his songs are simple. You know, there ain't much. And I handed him the words. And I was like, whoa. He's got some memory rock to go. We're going to do a Rocky tune. And, of course, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer song, since everybody's been razzing me about that since I've been playing with the same. And a Taj Mahal song and television. So let's play some Dylan. In fact, let's play that song. Here on What from Pedro Show.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows, even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there's no sense in trying. Pointed threats they bluff with scorn, suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece. The hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel the moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. As some worn victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusioned words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark, make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christs that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. While preachers preach of evil fate, teachers teach that knowledge waits, can lead to $100 plates. Goodness hides behind its gates, but even the President of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. And though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you got to dodge. And it's all right, Ma, I can make it. Advertising signs that con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near, when a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy. Ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. While some on principles baptized to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except you to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm, nor put fault on anyone that lives in a vault. But it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. Old lady lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare to push fake morals, insult and stare, while money doesn't talk it swears, obscenity who really cares, propaganda all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see with a killer's pride, security, it blows their minds most bitterly. For them to think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false goals. I scuff at pettiness which plays so rough. Walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off. Say, okay, I've had enough. What else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's all right, Ma. It's life and life only.
about the big lie. It goes like this. Red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue. You, you, and you. You, you, and you. And late at night, I feel a kind of vision. I feel a touch of nature, make a decision. I feel alone, I want to find a guy. And we don't know it, but nobody cries. It's a good thing.
It's a pop group on the Watt from Pedro show here with the boys from Brazil off their first record. I think it's called Y. The letter Y. It's you can get it in Japan now. Some cat sent it to me from Japan. Scott Meyer, cool guy, saw him at the Iggy show.
When you were over there, did you get to go checking out record stores or anything?
No,
like
I didn't have enough time, unfortunately, because they got some great stores. I saw some when I was there with Jay Maskus. Lots of stuff. Intense. Before that, we had The Big Lie by The Reactionaries.
Good old classic.
Yeah, there's 10 songs we recorded in February of 1979 in Georgie's shed, and they're the only recordings of the band that I know of. We made two cassettes of it. I have one, and one we gave to Brendan Mullen to see if we could get a gig at The Mask. Never heard from him. But he's still a good friend. He wants to interview me for... He's doing a book on porno for pyros and Jane's addictions. Some porno for pyro experiences from him. He used to run The Mask. That's where punk started in Hollywood. Way back. Did I talk to you about the Germs?
Well, I remember
the three surviving people. They did a gig. Yeah, it's a trip. I hadn't seen Lorna in 24, 25 years.
How long had it been since they did?
I don't think she had played bass since then. She was great, though. Well, they never played again after Darty got killed. Killed himself. December 6th, maybe, or 5th, 1980. Yeah, sad. 22 years old. We had some live television before The Reactionaries. Oh, by the way, Reactionaries was the Minutemen, basically. Georgie, myself, and Dee Boone, with Martin Tamburvich singing. And Martin, I got killed by this flesh-eating bacteria in December. It's horrible. Only 45. Anyway, before The Reactionaries, we had some television live. CBGB's 1975, Richard Hell on bass, before Fred Smith got in the band, and Richard started the Voidoids. A song called Double Exposure. And we started with Bobby Dylan's methamphetamine era, Bob Dylan. Same time when he wrote Tarantula, or Tarantula, in a book. It's pretty trippy. You got to read it. I think he wrote a few stories and then just mixed up the pages. It's trip. I remember giving Hank Rollins a copy where I underlined all the heavy parts. I said, here, they make it easy to read. Really. It's all right, I'm only bleeding. It's all right, Ma, I'm only bleeding. Addressed to his Ma, which was a very nice thing.
Mrs. Zimmerman.
Yeah, Mrs. Zimmerman. Yeah, I played Duluth once, and he was born up there. Yeah. Okay, there's this cat out in Arizona named Rob Locker. He's got just started a label. He's the skater guy who... came up with the D. Boone sticker.
Sticker dude, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
cool.
With some quote from D. Boone where he said punk is anything we made it to be. So Rob's got a label now, and this is the first release off his label, which is called EZPX Skateboards. Maybe that's the name of the label, too, huh? Oh, no, it says here, Malt Soda Recordings. But his skateboard company's AZPX. It's cool people. Anyway, first release, a band called Junior Achievement, Watt from Pedro Show.
come back and rip them on the legs. Then you can say, well, it's fun. Cause you don't care what happens to me, as long as it don't happen to you. Yeah. As the war becomes a bomb factory, your attitude becomes fun. And it creates an atmosphere of war. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. How about System A? The late, great System A. They've since broken up. Some of them now are called, like Barry and Sean. They have a band called The Doers. And that was a song called Waking Up Is Hard to Do. Sean wrote it after Barry fell off a roof and almost died. And they sent that to me to learn because I went up there and recorded four songs with him, taking Barry's place. Although Barry played guitar, he had healed up a little. And thank God. Before that, we had the Dicks from a long time ago. Gary Floyd's band from Austin, Texas, with a sweet little number called I Hope You Get Drafted, since that's a subject right now, right?
Kind of on the cost. Plans, huh?
Somebody's playing.
Not too many people want to sign up.
And we started with Dr. Cutthroat's Revenge, Junior Achievement out of Arizona. Coming up at the end of the first hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, April 23rd, 2004 edition. Hang tight for hour two. April 23rd, 2004. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
deserted highway. I was thumbing a ride home. I was only about 20 years old at the time and still had a ways to go. My luck had run out in California, so I left with a broken heart. I was stranded at a crossroad and it was raining cold and getting dark. Then some headlights appeared just beyond a hill, and as they approached me at the stop sign, I saw what was to be a large white van, and the letters on the side read Econoline. The passenger door flew open, and in the driver's seat was a big smiling man. He said, "Hop on in." He'd give me a lift in his big old Econo van. He said his name was D. Boone, and with a handshake I told him mine. And then he said that the name of his van was the Phantom Econoline. So I thought about it for a moment, and then I asked him why that name. And he said, "Dude, this here's my touring van, and it'll put the rest of them to shame." He told me that he played guitar, and he sang in a punk rock band with two other guys named Hurley and Watt, and they called themselves the Minutemen. Well, Hurley on drums and Watt on bass, and they'd wail most every night, and how they sang songs to the working class with words that would hopefully enlighten. Through the rain and dark, I began to feel like a skipper's mate. His stories were both funny and intense, and there was lots that I could relate. You know, about being independent, without having any strings attached. About the will to think for yourself without any boss man on your back. So we drove into a town that night, but I couldn't tell you where or what time. But I could see what appeared to be a nightclub as we approached a stop sign. D. Boone parked his Phantom across the street and he told me to go on in. "You tell him at the door that you're with D. Boone." And he gave me that big old grin. Walked across the street and was greeted by a huge burly dude working the door. I could hear live music coming from inside and it sounded like a lion's roar. The doorman asked me for an ID and tells me how much it is to get inside. So I tell him I'm with D. Boone and turn to point to his Econoline. He looks to where I'm pointing, lets out a laugh, much to my surprise. The Phantom ain't nowhere to be seen, and I got a funny feeling inside. Big Burley tells me not to worry, though, that this happens from time to time. You just got a first-class ride from D. Boone and his Phantom Econoline. Some people here you've known all your life, and others will become new friends. It's all about the future, dude, because that's how your history begins. That's how your history begins. You know your history? You better learn it.
I'm on the dark deserted highway. Time to the future, and then I
Okay, that was Brother Dale with his little mini opera, Fan Meccano Line. We start off the second hour with Whiteout and a tune called Los Inyectados.
Yeehaw.
The Injected Ones, to translate that. New York City band with the husband-wife team. That's from their first album out on Thurston's Ecstatic Peace label. I jammed with him a couple times, once at the ATP at UCLA, and once at Spaceland in Silver Lake. Now I'm very proud to tell y'all, here's Brother Matt on the spin cycle.
Cool, thank you.
Explore the fantasies of taste. The tongue is the consummate instrument of pleasure. To increase its flexibility, its allure, its potency as a lethal weapon of lovemaking, I exercise it as I would any other part of my body. I practice my technique using a prop. It's delicious. I make circles and swift patterns with my tongue thrust into the ice cream. I lap it delicately like a kitten with milk. I put all my mouth over the ball of ice cream, sliding my tongue down until my lips touch the cone. Then, I slowly withdraw until the creamy rivulets start dripping, and I can catch the drops on the very tip of my tongue. I'm prepared to awaken my body fully. By increasing the tone of my love muscles, my body coordinates its responses fully on demand, thus creating the ultimate, unbridled sexual satisfaction. For this, I teach another organ to respond more fully. A self-induced experience that deepens and prolongs the pleasure that's the basis for full sexual stimulation. I pick a time when I'm assured of lengthy privacy. I remove my clothes and sprawl on my bed. Close my eyes, letting my own fingers explore my sensitive areas. Thank you.
disco lights. Strobe lights. Yeah. Somebody tell me where the party at. Come with the plates is live and the hot girls are at. Where the dog can find himself a kitty cat. Where we can lose our minds like we don't know how to act. Let me know what's here. Yeah. Let me know what's close. Let me know what we're near. If not, then maybe we can go somewhere.
Party over here.
Party over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And if you're at the bar, you need to pop the cork. You know I speak the truth. You know the place is hot. The fire's on the roof. Everybody jumping. Everybody moving because the bass is thumping. Now make some noise. You bring the girls and I bring the boys. Let me know where it's at. Make some noise from the front to the back. Let me know where it's at. Make some noise from the front to the back. Let me know where it's at. Make some noise from the front to the back. Let me know where it's at. Make some noise.
better.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brother Matt.
Cool, thank
you. Excellent spins. Mind movie. I had a sore belly and had to go. Well, luckily you had some Tums and I got some bubble water. I'm feeling better now.
Cool.
Here's something from Sweden, the Cardigans, doing a German song.
Oh.
Trinkt im Nachtclub immer Sekt, korrekt.
Lot from Pedro show. That was Banff from North Carolina with the Fat Death Returns. Before that, Mamacita by Blonde Redhead. And before that, Das Model by the Cardigans. Of course, we followed that up. Brother Matt Spin Cycle, thank you much again. Coming up on the end of the second hour of the April 23rd, 2004 edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Nice day here, huh?
Yeah, springtime, no chemtrails.
Yeah.
Blue skies.
Blue skies. Hang tight for hour three. April 23rd, 2004. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Here's part 10, the final part, the thrilling conclusion of the incredible adventures of Jack Flanders.
And now, for the thrilling conclusion of the incredible adventures of Jack Flanders. As you know, Captain Jack has defeated the mad sorcerer, freeing little Frida. As it turned out, the sorcerer wasn't crazy. He was just angry, ticked off at the world, that sort of madness. The sorcerer agreed to show Jack the way to the Velvet Realms. It seemed as though Jack and the sorcerer stood on the rim of the world, looking out across the heavens. The sorcerer stretched forth his arms and the sky cracked open. Rainbows spilled out of the slit in the sky. The great winged sailing ships rose high into the sky and slipped through the slit. And they were inside that elusive reality known as the Velvet Realms. Onwards they fly, through the swirling, misty colors. Thank you. long last, there above the rainbow clouds are slim towers, spires and domes, glowing golden in the rays of the setting sun. Bridges as delicate as spider webs run from spire to spire. Indeed, a celestial city. Between the towering spires fly the magnificent skyships, almost brushing the delicate bridges. A giant pearl dome stands out from the rest of the city, glistening gloriously in the setting sun. Jack releases the Frombork. The Frombork unfolds its beautiful wings. Jack hops on its back, and they rise off the bow of the ship, gliding down into the celestial city. Below the suspended bridges, they swoop, circling the pearl dome. But there is no entrance. Jack is puzzled, for here is where his destiny has led him. The Frombork settles down upon the top of the dome. And then, as though the dome were merely made of light, they descend through it. The Frombork spirals down to the marble floor far below. Jack hops off. He stands in a great hallway, lined with tall pillars elaborately carved with angels and demons.
Strange. They're not creepy carvings, but... Well, instead of battling each other, I have the feeling that whoever did these carvings believed angels and demons were in some way, well, in a conspiracy with each other. Huh.
As Jack's eyes adjust to the strange, diffused light coming through the pearl dome, he suddenly notices something that sends a chill up his spine. Against each pillar is a large, overstuffed,
green velvet chair. Good Lord, there are people sitting in these green velvet chairs.
Each chair is occupied by someone he knows, sitting there, dreaming. He realizes the pillars are not carved, but translucent tubes extending to the ceiling far above, and within the tubes are the demons and angels of our dreams.
Really are in cahoots with each other. Oh, there's the late Dr. Missoula.
Hey, that's a good boot.
Then I take it and slam it against the ceiling. See? It sticks.
I want my boot back.
Well, I'm off the ceiling.
It won't budge.
It equals even the great cats and jammer formula, eh?
Come on, Missoula, get my boot off your ceiling.
Next demonstration.
marvelous Mazula's molecular ray gun.
Somewhere.
It better be.
Now, this should work. What this gun does is simply release the lock pattern of the glue molecules, and your boot will drop to the floor in perfect condition. Watch, I simply aim and...
Well?
Something here is wrong here.
Oh, great. Listen, man, that's the only pair of boots I own.
Don't have another pair, huh?
No.
Mine won't fit you?
No, they're too small.
And little Frida over there.
Jack, come out. Come on out. Oh, he's really far gone. His batteries are nearly dead. Jack, I'm going to place my thumbs high on the back of your neck. When I do, you'll remember back when you were a child.
Child? I don't...
There. Now, what do you see?
Dandelions and clouds, big, white, fluffy. I'm tottering through the dandelions. There's my Uncle Johnny. He picks me up. Now he's holding me by my feet, upside down. Hey, he's holding me above a cow pie. Let me go, hey?
Jack?
Huh?
Come on.
Who are you? Who are you?
I'm a little Frida with the piggy tails. Cute, aren't they? Come, what? Let's go.
Lady Jowls?
Adventurer, a rascal, and a lover. A man made out of that old Hemingway fiber. Safaris into the scratchy African bush. The bullfights in Madrid. The street cafes of Paris. Back flight stairs in Havana hotels. And bargaining with Borneo cannibals. Into the wild Australian bush. Aha, he was the last of his kind. You see, Jack, over there hangs his portrait, still with moustache, pith helmet, that wistful smile, and those poet's eyes. He had a most exquisite schooner. He would battle almost any kind of sea. Well, not a restless man, but a man who loved life, and he drank of it and breathed deeply of it, and disappeared.
And Lord Jowls.
Of course. By Jove, right on time.
Right on time?
Abdul, blossom in tea for our young friend. Did you rest well, Mr. Flanders?
No, not particularly.
That's odd.
Odd? Look, I checked out this city before, but I don't remember this square or this cafe. And who is this Abdul? I don't see anyone.
Ah, tea's up.
What tea? Why, that tea, it just appeared as though out of thin air.
That'll be all, Abdul.
What is this? A magician's trick?
You don't smoke, do you? I say, Abdul, bring a rum-soaked Havana taper.
Relax.
You don't smoke, do you?
Little Frida used to smoke Havana cigars.
Always said the child's got good taste. That'll be all, Abdul.
That cigar, it just materialized.
You seem in a hurry to find something, Mr. Flanders.
Yes, I suppose I am.
Then relax and you will find it.
Well, look, if you'd had all these weird things happening...
Much more has happened to us. And will to you before long. So relax. Take a daisy, as you American Wallers say.
A daisy?
Have you got the time on you?
No, I don't have a watch.
I never know what the time is up here.
By Jove, right on time.
Oh, you haven't touched your tea.
Oh, yes. Look, are we going somewhere?
No.
But it just seems odd that... Well, there's so much to talk about. You seem to have the answers that I've been...
Odd?
Well, it's like having a destination and going straight towards it and never noticing the scenery passing.
Egad, that is odd.
Odd?
Well, yes. Odd. I don't know. Odd.
The Madonna Vampira. Just as beautiful as ever.
How do you expect me to sleep with you in bed with me?
Perhaps you sleep all the better.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You'll never know till you try. Oh, come on. The bed's nice and warm, and I'm nice and warm. Oh, come on. Oh, that's right. Here, pull back the covers. That's right. Now, come on, sleep here.
No,
inside.
Out you go.
Oh, Jack, stop it. Jack!
You little vampire!
Jack! Go! Jack, please, it's cold out here. I won't do anything wrong, I promise. Jack?
And Casbah Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Jack, how long will you be staying in Tangier? It's been an incentive to get moving. In which direction?
South. Somewhere. That's what I want to talk to you about. Tell me, Kelly, is it true that pre-Islamic rituals still exist and are practiced in parts of Morocco? Do you know where?
I know some. And Mojo knows. If he'll talk about it.
He's that protective?
He's found a couple of his roots growing out of the ground here.
You seem very hesitant.
Mojo sees things that I don't see. Now, why he does certain things, I don't understand any better than an outsider can understand these people. You'll have to ask him.
And Mojo, dreaming of mustaches that pop on and off the face of the Mona Lisa.
I've been practicing a thing. Maybe you got some ideas about it.
Well, I really don't know that much.
You know about projecting?
Projecting?
What you do is find a nice, clean piece of wall. White, cool plaster. That's good. Then you sit down and you focus on a dot in your mind. A red dot right between your eyes. Then you project it on the wall. You keep it there until it begins to open into pictures. The desert. That one will be the first. Sand, big needle cactus, red desert. Maybe a camel or two, one hump kind. Maybe see a crow flying low. What you see in your mind is projected on the wall.
Can you do this?
My parrot and my monkey think so. When I project a banana on the wall, my monkey goes ape. Yeah, they're more alert. Got different kind of eyes than ours. I don't think human beings can see it. Ain't strong enough yet. Of course, parrot likes a banana, too.
Well, how far can you take it?
Take it wherever I go.
No, Mojo. I mean...
I don't know. When I get better projecting whatever comes in my head, I'll be able to tune in on that. Who knows? I'll show you sometime when I get it under control.
Jack strolls down through the pillars, past the overstuffed chairs with their familiar occupants. Within the translucent pillars, the angels and demons swirl like carbonated bubbles. They change masks, so it's impossible to tell one from the other.
You know, I have the feeling that none of these people are really here. Or that if they are here, then I'm not really here. Or, well, would you look at that?
At the end of the hall is one more velvet overstuffed chair. Empty.
Apparently this one's for me. I guess it's here for me to sit in. Shall I sit?
You're tired, Captain Jack. Have a seat.
Yeah, I am tired.
Jack sits in the big, overstuffed chair, sinking way down into the soft, green, velvet cushions.
I wonder.
Okay, but tell me why I'm here.
I've been summoned.
Well, who summoned me?
Yourself.
You did? No. Yourself.
Oh, all right. Well, summoned for what?
For a quest.
Why?
If I told you why, it wouldn't be a quest, would it?
Look, Mr. Me, I'm sick of blundering through this life. You say you've got the answer, so let's have some.
Did I say I have the answer?
Well, one of us must, and I sure don't.
Your desires create your universe.
Yeah, I know that one.
You suspect everyone of tampering with your mind, but you do not suspect that it's your own mind.
I know that one, too. Did you think I could tell you something you don't already know?
Well, sure. What the hell?
You know it all.
So that's it. In the Lost Temple, meeting myself, I think I sent... Oh, my God, I sent myself the chair. Is there really a part of me that's awake and knows exactly what's going on and is even calling the shots? Well, goodbye, Frombork. Goodbye, Velvet Realms. Little Frida, Dr. Missoula. Goodbye.
There was a dream dreaming us, a vast dream, dreamed by a single being in such a way that all the dream characters dream too.
Morning. I'm back in my living room. Oh, that was some dream. If you care to call it that. Well, it's over. I don't know what I'm going to do with you, Chair, but I don't think that matters anymore. I think that's it. There's no more zap left in you. Well, I think I'll go out for a walk. Hello, birds. God, it's great to be awake.
Thank you.
What from Pedro show? With the fucking
stereo
sound on there. Sorry. That was audio. All the names you could pick for your band. In audio. All right. It's not even spelled trippy. But much respect to him. That was a nice calm thing called Porcelana. Where are they from? It says you can go to their site at audiotrauma.com. So maybe, because their thing has zip for info, huh, brother man? It ain't sit Thomas. Somebody gave me this at a gig. No, it's Dedicado a la Memoria de Feliciana Espinosa Tapia. Oh, they're Latin cats. Mario Eduardo, Jose Hernandez, Daniel Espinosa. Batería, bayo, guitarras. You know what? These cats might not be from the U.S.
Qué lástima.
Yeah, maybe that's why they picked audio, because maybe it's a trippy name over there. I bet you they are. They this might have came from Brazil or something, or Argentina. I got to go look at that, check that out. You know, I get stuff in the mail. I get stuff at gigs.
Stuff for mimes.
That's what Watt from Pedro show. Yeah, stuff for mimes is about. Before audio, we had the Italics, a Charleston, South Carolina reggae band. With Sea Dragon Calypso. Before that, SSD Control from Boston, old hardcore band with How Much Art. Just talking about some old Springer stories. You know, talking some science, how to identify certain species. And we started all off, of course, with the thrilling conclusion of the incredible Adventures of Jack Flanders, where Jack finally realizes he's the one who sent himself the chair. So he could go on the mission and find out about stuff he already knew, but kind of either forgot or buried or misplaced. Anyway, like a famous man said, the knowing is in the doing. Okay, so he had to make that journey. Here's the Causeway. I think they broke up, but they were a Gainesville, Florida band here on the Watt Bedro show.
From the beginning of time, sociological and biological scientists have debated what makes us homo. The Causeway is proof undeniable that
we're all about the homos.
Oh,
A lot from Pedro's show. Well, that just about does it for April 23rd, 2004 edition. Thank you much, Brother Matt. Let me tell you these songs we just heard. That was Easy Way with Man of Constant Sorrow. And before that, we heard The Causey Way. See, Easy Way, Causey Way. It's a righteous thing about making a radio show. You can do things on it. And something from their only album, Science Made Me a Homo Sapien. And, let's see, maybe next week?
Yeah, with a new rig. This is
That's
the
right.
Show for the
this
old
is the sayonara mission for this
yeah,
little
this had some adventures.
Piece of equipment.
It's been like three Burning Mans, countless, countless adventures. So it served us well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's broken down a little bit, some in there and there, but man,
mileage, but it's
okay. It's helped us.
Yeah, do over 60 shows, huh?
Yeah, carry the voice, ideas, all that stuff to the folks. So,
good job.
Much
Rig.
Respect, Rig. Now, it's going on to some cat who got his MBA.
He's his MBA from USC and starting a whole new phase of his career, getting his DJ stuff going.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Absolutely. Mom and dad are probably freaking out. Hey.
Yeah, rock on.
Yeah. Don't let the meatloaf. All right. See you next week. Watt from Pedro's show.
Yeah.
Keep your powder dry.